Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rogue Show. It's a Friday night, and we're going back to Cali because that's Lopaki's favorite song. He told me the other day, so I told him I'd open the show with it. Big shout-out to our sponsors, Clock Tower Pub, man, home of the MMA in Central Oregon, best sports bar in the state. Plus, I work there, so you know it's cool as shit. Also, Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution. Check them out, folks. They got everything you could possibly need, whether it's wholesale or independent buy. Also, BrawlBase.com. Go out and check out Reed Parker and the boys doing big things for MMA. Big shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. GetClinch.com. Get your grill protected, folks. Quit screwing around. Don't buy those $5 Dick's Sporting Goods crap. Get you a real mouth guard. Get the best in the business. And MMAMadhouse.com for letting us steal their studios once again. What's up, Lopaki? Yeah, I can't hear you, bro. So, and you're not muted.
Yeah, no, I muted myself.
Okay. Look at that. I'm rubbing off on you.
Well, yeah, I just figured I could beat you to it, then it wouldn't matter what you did.
How you tonight, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. I actually even worked past 5 o'clock on a Friday, and I'm still having a good night.
Speaking
I don't
of
know, man.
Never stop working, let's bring in the third guest on the panel, the man himself, president, CEO, professional badass, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Jeff. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great.
Oh, shit.
I'm great.
First thing first, I want to give a big shout-out to Team Madhouse member Caitlin. Getting into Washington State, girl, hey, we're really proud of you, and we're excited to have you possibly be up there now in the Pullman area covering MMA for us, which would be really cool. Congratulations on that. Also, Jeff, since we have you on tonight, sounds like one of your mouth guards got the test tonight and came out victorious.
Yeah, Dave Corshane, congratulations. Huge win. Big split decision win over Lloyd Woodard in Lloyd's backyard. Woo! That's a
dude,
win.
That means that had to be one hell of a fucking fight.
Oh, man. I so want to see it.
That's 8 in a row. Yeah, 8 in a row, man.
Yep. Outstanding. Man, it's going places.
Oh, shit. Video's up. Round 1. Dave versus Lloyd Woodard. This fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Dave Corshane, your girlfriend is fucking awesome. She has just been on fire.
Photos, everything. So, what's her name? Kara? Or Karis? Karis.
I don't know. Why won't it let me fucking tag
her? Name's Karis Gold. Her name's Karis. She's got
well,
a clutch
card. Hey, dude, and she practices with nut shots. So,
yeah.
She's an all-around great, great girl. Big shout-out to you. Yeah, round one, man, playing, dude. Folks, you're going to have to deal with this. You guys got to find a video. Hopefully Lopaki can share it and put it up on his page. Let me see if I can throw it up on Madhouse's page for all you folks.
What are you saying? I'm totally distracted right now, trying to deal with
something. I think we all are. Hey, and folks, tonight we're going to have some buddies joining us throughout the night. Once again, you guys know, open call line 310-742-1799. We talk MMA and whatever else we want. Sometimes it's stupid shit, sometimes it's not. But feel free to call in, talk about what's going on, events in your area, fighters in your area, give a shout-out to your gym, whatever. We're all excited about this fight, and it looks like... If you guys go to MMA Madhouse's Facebook page, you should be able to at least see round one, and I'll try to keep the rounds going. Let's see if this posts. Bam, it's up there, folks. It's also on the Twitter at MMA Madhouse, so you guys can find the link there to watch round one. Damn, he's got some nice kicks.
So that was a big win for Dave, taking out the fucking Bellator vet guy that, you know, has a big win himself over one of those Patricky or Patrick, whoever the fuck, Freery. Yeah, I mean, you can't even just, like, say their nickname because they both have the same fucking nickname. Like, can you be any more confusing? Like, couldn't you guys have, like, been like, man, let's try to be different? They're not even twins. They just try to confuse the fucking shit out of you. Twins don't even want to be that similar.
Right.
How about the guy I talked about for the last couple weeks, tried to inform the people on, Brandon Ruckus, big fucking finish in the first round over Mike Rose. I mean, you know, Mike Rose, tough dude, took the fight on 10 days' notice against a killer. And maybe now that GSP is giving Brandon some love, the rest of the world will take notice. I will say that I tried to, you know, I mentioned to Mark Pavlich about Brandon Thatcher's big win tonight and told him to get this guy to the MFC. And I get this in, response. At Lopaki, at Ruckus MMA. I love this kid, but his management is not the smartest. At Maximum Fighting, the MFC MMA. So there we have it. Maybe that's the reason this kid's not already on the big show. Because you know that Mark Pavlich, he's not candy coating anything. Fix your camera on.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, no, that's definitely interesting statement back.
Hey, who's got a baby with him?
Not me. You know, I left them all a long time ago when I changed my name. Jeff.
Are you guys watching the fight? Is Jeff watching the fight so he's going to be able to tell us about it?
You bet your ass I'm watching it. Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
Okay.
First round, I knocked him on his ass once for sure.
Hey, what about Kimball winning tonight?
They've dropped
that was a good...
Yep.
Holy cow. So what did you guys think about? Let's talk about something Skippy, me and you have been kind of in the middle of here a little bit. Peggy Morgan, her statement.
I'll be honest. It's funny. I had my wife come in earlier tonight. We were sitting here in the studio, and I said, hey, watch this and, you know, tell us what you think, you know. And she watched it, and she kind of, she's like, hey, I understand, you know, the woman has a right to, you know, live her life how she wants. But she goes, I don't disagree with this, you know, she didn't know Peggy was per se, but she goes, this fighter and her manager, she goes, you know, it's not fair. And then she obviously read the statement that Relentless Sports Management released along after her interview on TV tonight, and she totally agrees with most of the people out there. This woman should be able to live her life the way she wants, but to put her into the cage isn't, you know, with another female is not right. And she stands by what Peggy said. She thought Peggy's coach was clear and to the point. Maybe a little antagonistic, but sometimes that's what you got to be like to get your point across.
No, I think that actually, ironically, I agree with exactly what Carly said. I think that it could have done without the certain angle it took and still delivered the same point, if not maybe better. But, I mean, you know. I don't know that I would have used the word him.
You know, and
because
again,
I mean, if you're gonna sit there, I'm trying to remember the video right now, but I mean, you can't say that you respect their decision and then just like completely disrespect them by saying him.
Well, you know, they could have been talking about maybe him as in the athletic, you know, physicality of him.
Yeah.
You know, not as a person per se, but as what they developed as a fighter. You know, and we're going to be lucky because coming up here soon, we're going to have an interview with a ringside state official who's a medical official down in Florida, and we're going to get to talk to him a lot about this, the actual medical side of it, not the who should fight, who shouldn't, but what the differences are with the body and issues along that line.
Oh.
But hey, look,
something
you know,
good happened in the fight.
I look at it like this. They got to lay their statement out. I think they did a good job about it. And, you know, they're not looking past their next opponent. They're focused on that, and when the time arises, they're going to have to deal with that shit, and that's fine. And we'll see, you know, if at that point she still wants to fight her or not fight her or whatever. But I will tell you this much. To get to a totally different subject than that, dude, did you not think that was a good upset on Jeremy Kimmel tonight?
I think it was an upset, but I don't think it was a big, like a super surprising thing. I mean, he was on a 4-fight win streak, just had a win over Drew McFedries, which, I mean, you know, he may not be in the UFC anymore, but the dude's still a tough son of a bitch.
Wow.
I mean, just, I don't know. I think maybe Chidi carries a lot on his brother's name sometimes, too. But, I mean, I picked him. I picked Chidi to win. I got it wrong.
How about Michael Page last night, okay? Did you see what he said about the punch?
No. The Phantom punch?
Yeah. He had a whole line of tweets about it, like, early this morning.
Dude, that whole card was kind of screwed up, man, from the get-go. Straight up.
You thought so?
Dude, it was just a crazy card, man. Nothing was going the way it should have. People were just getting dropped. The nut shot from Marcus Davis on Spirit Wolf, I thought Spirit Wolf overplayed that shit.
I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Knocked the fuck out by Ryan Martinez was just insane.
I did pick Martinez. Thank you.
And then to see Held gas out so bad in the third round against Jansen, you know, I mean, and I'm not going to lie, Jansen, he won, folks, but let's be honest, did he look good enough to beat Chandler? And the answer to that is fuck no.
What a first round. Whew.
Give us a recap, brother.
Dave was lighting his ass up for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. With about 30 seconds left, Lloyd dropped him. Dropped him straight. Because he dropped Lloyd once, but it was more like a knocked him on his ass. He got dropped. Lloyd got on him, was pounding him, ended up taking his back, and the bell rang with him on his back trying to choke him out. So
Lloyd
Dave
trying
won
to
the
choke
first,
out Dave?
Yeah, Dave won the first to... 4 minutes and Dave won the first 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Clearly, and he clearly lost the last 30 seconds. And almost got finished. I could see how that round could go either way. I would have given it to Dave because the damage that he did in the 4:30 was it at least matched the damage that was done in the 30 seconds, but there was a lot more, you know, of the round that he owned it. But, wow, it's an awesome fight. Man. But he's really on his feet, just lighting Lloyd up from the get-go, getting off first, landing the big kicks. Landing that big right, straight right, boom, you're going to love it. Come on, woman, little round, little two.
Yeah.
Jeff, hold on, calm down, buddy. Calm down.
You wait till you watch it.
Oh, dude, he wore a silk Kumite boxing robe?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. That was
fucking badass.
Are
you shitting me? That is player.
Man.
Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to fighters wearing a robe out?
Some do. All of Victor Solier's guys come out in his world championship silk robe.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Although being the fifth guy to fight of the night's got to suck. Putting that sweaty ass thing on that everybody else ought to have been wearing already.
The police want to interview me. That's strange. I didn't even apply for a job.
Dude, did this motherfucker like take his shit down? Man, he had some shit. Michael Page, man, he had some tweets out today talking about how he knows that they didn't look like his punch landed, but the guy's nose didn't bleed on its own. And I knew I should have fucking screenshot that shit. I was like, this is too good to be true to really be waking up and reading this. I was like, this guy must have drank all night.
Damn.
Gotta love the Brits. Okay,
dude, yeah. So
what did you think about it? Did you think it was a fan of punch, or did you think it was a clean landed punch? Or one that maybe just hit right and then was so, you know. Like, was it a sun punch where just the energy off of it, like,
when you watch
laid the guy out?
When you watch it from the angle that came over his shoulder, he, what, sucker? Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, there we go. Is that better?
I don't know.
But,
there's nothing there. Yeah.
Look, if you look at the first angle from the actual fight live footage, it looked like a phantom punch. You look at one of the replays, it looks like it kind of glanced off his temple. But when you look at the overhead, it does look like it caught him right there on the cheek more than anything and then glanced off. But
yeah.
I'll be honest, I've seen a million punches. That fucking shit didn't look like it was that solid. Homeboy curled up like he was trying to crawl back in the womb, too.
Yeah, dude, he was faded, bro. But there was an early right hook, too, that landed that was fucking nasty. Like, about 3 seconds before that, he like, stepped in and popped him with that right hook, and he saw the guy, like, fucking do the twitch.
Well, maybe he was
like,
on Queer Street a little bit, and homeboy caught him just right with that second jab. Now, if we find out tomorrow that the guy had a broken orbital or, you know, something like that, I'd give a little bit more authentic credit to it, you know. But
right now,
it did not look that devastating.
No, it didn't. I mean, it definitely didn't look that way, but the dude dropped like a sack of fucking potatoes.
Dude, what about the butcher, dude? Came out there, handled some business.
Yeah, dude, that was a good one, too.
Yep.
There's already been a lot of good fights here lately, you know? Tonight, I mean, like the last two nights.
And
we got more fights
up
to come. Oh, yeah, dude. What do we got to do? Tomorrow is awesome. Tomorrow is like Christmas in March.
Dude, you got,
you know?
Obviously AFC for free on, what is it, Top MMA News Canada. You got Pandemonium free. You can get all these links, folks, I believe, on Rear Naked Smoke. Havoc at the High Five tomorrow. Glory 5, World Series of Fighting. I mean, I know I'm missing. There's a bunch more. But, I mean, those are just some ones that are, you know, easy to find links for and streams for.
Andy Risky versus Albert Krauss. And then maybe what could, honestly, and you will agree, Jeff will agree, this could be the fight of the year tomorrow across combat sports. Remy Bonjasky, Tyrone Spong. That has the capabilities of, oh, my God,
being one of the greatest cards ever. I mean, that fight right there, that's history, folks. I mean, look, I know Gogan Kasaki and
Gita.
What's his name are fighting? Yeah,
Gita.
Daniel Gita. They're fighting, and that's an impressive fight too, folks. Don't get me wrong, but this is why I like K1, man, and like these style of fights.
This is World Series. Can't use that other word. You can't. I don't think we can even say K1 as media. They want to sue us if we use K1.
That's right.
Like the K1 company, remember? They had that silliness come out like a couple weeks ago where they were saying something retarded like that.
Yeah. Well, dude, either way, it is nice to see these fights being, you know, put together more regularly. You know, super fights are what it's all about.
Yeah. And you know what? When Gokhan Saki and Daniel Gita gets closer, I'll probably tell you that's about to be fight of the year. And eventually I'll get it right.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you know, it's like fishing in a barrel, dude. If I just keep reaching in the barrel, I'm eventually going to grab a fish.
That's very true. Now, you know, I want to touch back on this Glory card. For everybody out there, you guys can go to MMAMadhouse.com and see the weigh-in results and everything. But, dude, that you were talking about the Albert Krauss fight. But there's some other great fights. Eddie Walker, Eddie Showtime Walker is fighting Stephen Walkling.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great... What's up?
No, yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, dude, that fight right there, I think, has some... For anybody out there who doesn't know, Eddie lost his title recently here in America to an unknown 8-0 knockout artist who he was beating the shit out of for 3.5 rounds, and then, clink, good night. He went down like a sack of potatoes, and I know that left a bad taste in his mouth because he was ranked number 2 in the world at the time, and his opponent had fallen out for him to unify his title in America with a tie title. And so you know he's pissed because he was now set back from that fight in Thailand to the 6th spot. So he needs a win here. He's got to get a win. So I think
so
he's going to
see the is that your sleeper fight of the night tomorrow?
I'll tell you what. It's either that or it's the Dustin Jacob Michael Dunn fight.
Really?
But I got a feeling that Jacob is going to have a lot handed to him by somebody with more experience. But I got a feeling this kid's grit's going to let him pull it out. I don't know why.
Are we looking at the same fight card?
For the light heavyweight fight? Yeah. At 205? It's 205. Well, I guess they weighed in at 206. But it's a 94-kilogram fight.
Huh. Maybe I don't have an updated fight card right now in front of me.
You can go to MMAMadhouse.com and look at one. Because you got the kids.
Well, I thought I had
on
one.
There. Oh, we just got this posted like 3 minutes after weigh-ins. And folks out there, I will say that the Walkling Walker fight will be my sleeper pick, hands down. Though I think, gosh, you know, I think Tyrone is going to, I don't know, man. I think he's going to have a lot on his plate with Remy, but I got a feeling Tyrone's going to catch him. I got a nasty feeling Tyrone's going to catch him and knock him out.
Okay, well, I like the Liam Harrison fight against Musab. I like that one a lot.
Yes.
And
that should be a good fight,
like,
folks. That'll be
at
64 kilograms.
Yeah. See, this did change.
This did change.
Motherfuck.
I wish we could get a better weight class system in MMA like they do over in the kickboxing and Thai world. Because with them going with kilograms, it gives those in-between classes a little bit of room.
Round 2!
Yo, is it up? You better tag me in that shiznick.
Jeff's seriously detained right now. Man, this chick needs to accept my friend request so I can tag her and shit. Come on. God dang. I have to tell Dave to ball shot his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, round 2 is up.
I'm sharing it.
All right, well, talk to us again when you're free, buddy.
When round 2 is over, let us know so we can hear it. We're going to have to put these all together and send them over to Rear Naked Smoke.
Damn. There's a spider monkey in there.
Really?
Yeah, someone's on David's back for the whole beginning of the second round so far.
Huh. Okay, so back to the K-1.
Yeah.
I mean, to World Series. It's not like I'm trying to say K-1 is World Series or World Series is K-1. It's just, I don't know. Forever in my life, it was always just K-1 was the organization. So that's what I never called it kickboxing. You know, Skip?
Yeah, but it's, I 100% agree. I mean, you know, I ain't going to go into it, but it's K1. It has been since I was knee-high to a frog's ass. I mean, it's K1. You know, I understand there's different organizations out there who run kickboxing, but, I mean, for 20 years we've called it K1, you know, and I understand Mr. Kim paid a lot of money for it, and he's really tight about it, but, you know, look, Glory, Rising Star, K1, it's Showtime, it's all the same sport, it's kickboxing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sad, because you could almost say that in an aspect, we're like those Zuffa zombies. You know, it's K1, where all those Zuffa zombies say MMA is UFC. And, it, you know, and we all know that there's multiple leagues out there, and MMA is a bigger sport than just one company. But I don't, you know, K1 is just what you classify kickboxing as. I mean, it's just what we've known.
Yeah. You know, the zombies, though, they don't get it. I don't get it. Another guy that was good tonight. We almost forgot RFA Mirsad Bektik, dude. Talk about issue of beatdown.
Yeah.
He made quick work of a tough guy in some circles. Hey, hook that message up, bro.
Oh, shit. Sorry, folks. We will have a guest joining us in a second. Oh, I believe this might be him. What's up, Jason?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, brother.
Not too bad. Everybody joining the panel tonight of this crew of misfits is Jason, one of the tough guys down there, Relentless Sports Management, working hard for his fighters. How you doing tonight, brother?
Not too bad. Just, you know, enjoying the night, you know, relaxing. Y'all fuckers got me up late as hell tonight, you know?
whoa, fucking bullshit, dude. Don't even try and blame us. If you didn't even know us, you'd still be the fuck up right now. I know you, bro.
Yes, you are right about that.
But if you just want to blame Skippy individually, I could agree with something like that, but not. I couldn't be involved in the blame game there.
Fucked up, man. Hanging me out.
No doubt.
So we're talking MMA, then K1, and a little bit of everything. What'd you think of the fights tonight?
The couple fights that I saw, I only saw the actually got a chance to watch the co-main event and the main event on RFA. I was actually kind of impressed that that Kip Kimball, that was the underdog, came out and was able to control that kid from Texas.
Dude, we were talking about that a little earlier, of whether or not it was a big or a small upset, but it was a good fight. I felt that Kimball definitely, round two, came out the smart way. Came out aggressive, didn't play no shit, took him down. You know, it was a good fight. Obviously, you watched Hatch put an ass whooping down.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Look at the size difference between the two. Like, I don't know what Duke Rufus was thinking. But, you know, the kid did come out strong before he went to the ground.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rhodes, I thought he was going to try maybe to stay outside a little bit and try to box a little bit more, but it just didn't happen. I mean,
well, did you notice when they were in the scramble how he held that tie plumb and was able to get off in the clinch?
Yeah.
That's impressive, you know?
I think totally once that agree. Kick landed, I think once that kick landed on his face,
yeah,
that changed the whole complexion of that fight. I think until that point in time, he thought he could probably hang. And then he was like, whoa, I'm on the wrong end of this.
Well,
but you know what? The dude took the fight on 10 days notice against a tough-ass son of a bitch.
I give him respect.
Hell yeah.
Oof.
Hey. Speaking of round respect,
two. There is no round three video.
Let's hear round two.
She said she doesn't have any round three video.
That's not going to work for me. She needs to go back and get it. Send back your mouth guard, Karis. We're done here. Damn.
It was very, very close.
Really back and forth. Edge to Dave for Lloyd going backwards too much of the time. And Dave definitely throwing heavier punches, but Lloyd was working hard too. At the beginning of the round, he took his back on the ground. He only had it for maybe 10 seconds, and then Dave flipped him off it. But, yeah, it was a really good round. What a great fight. Great fight.
Dude, why did Dave let him up and then tap gloves with him?
I don't know. He's smiling through this whole fight, too. You see him just grinning like he's having the best time in the world, like he's at Disneyland. He's a loony man.
Yeah.
It's gotta be pretty scary to be somebody who's just grinning at you from ear to ear the whole time, like Sal Malvi style or something. Just like, it's like he's so happy to see you. It's creepy.
Oh, wow. That was a nasty combo. So, hey.
Hey, Jason.
Did you bring a microphone, Skippy?
Yeah, I did. I bet you $10 right now. Our wonderful friend, Pat Wilson, is listening, and I bet he would love to hear some good old-school music.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing I got to say about that. You know, I keep my word just like I keep my word with my clients. And, you know, it's a trait about myself and my personality, and, you know, just so the people out there that are listening know, Pat Wilson, a very good friend of mine from Big Five Management, you know, he's up in Windsor, Canada, and with me being in the U.S., we were talking about the GSP Nick Diaz fight, and, you know, I know the odds were against him that GSP was probably going to win the fight by hugging, and, you know, I still got to roll with my boy from Stockton, though I love Nick Diaz, and the deal was... that if Nick won, he was going to have to sing the USA national anthem in some form or another on one of these, you know, on a talk show, or I would have to sing the O Canada. Obviously, we know how the outcome is. I'm a man of my word, so I'm going to embarrass myself and sing O Canada for you lovely people at Rogue.
Carl, I hope you're listening. I hope you enjoy this performance. Jason, I'm sorry, I couldn't find somebody to beatbox with you.
We just find you some music, so here you go, brother.
Glowing horns, we keep a ride. The jingle is strong and free. Bombard and wide, oh Canada, we stand our guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Oh, my God, Jason, that was great. Big shout-out
awesome.
To Pat Wilson and you for the bet and for all of us getting to hear your wonderful singing abilities. I'm glad you're a fight manager and not a rock star.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Like he put the spin on it. He put, like, the show spin on it. Like, he's, like, jazzing it up a little bit, Americanizing the Canadian national anthem. That was all right. Let's not do that again, though, okay?
Standing on God?
It could be worse. Jason, you saw that what happened when Skippy lost. Yours is over with. You don't have to sleep for 5 hours and it hurt for 3 days.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I keep my word, bro. And, you know, regardless of how ridiculous that may sound to the fans and the replays of people that download it and listen to it, I'm going to fulfill and keep my word, you know, because, you know, just I give commitments towards people every day, that, you know, my clients that are representing RSM, and, you know, and I also give commitments in my day-to-day life, and no matter what I do, if I give my word to something, I'm going to follow through with it. So, there you go. I hope the people in the community that listen to this, I hope they enjoy me embarrassing myself, because it won't happen again.
You're like, I'll bet smarter, like Skip.
Damn, dude, he did drop Dave pretty fucking.
Jason, I got to tell you what, that was pretty baller of you, man. That was funny. Now, on to some more good news, now that you've opened the doors to our Canadian Prince. What's up with your boy? I heard one of your boys might be moving around on the cars.
Yeah, Davison Ribeiro. Most people know him as Davison Dragon. That recently signed with the XFC at 145. He's 23-8. He got moved up from the feature bout to the co-main event for XFC 23, April 19th.
Sweet. That is good. You know, I know that he had a little bit of a layoff and then came to America. Kind of didn't think things go straight the way they wanted him to, but obviously people, especially over there, saw his talent and his ability. So it's good to see him getting the recognition he deserves. I mean, he's fought for a long time.
No, absolutely. You know, because here's the thing, and I said this today with a conversation that I had with somebody, and, you know, I knew that nobody knew who this kid was when it was brought to my attention. I had a chance to talk to him and get to know him before he became a member of Team Relentless and signed with Relentless Sports Management. And you know, when the opportunity came up, even though I knew it was out of our weight class, I felt that, and he demonstrated that, you know, until later in the rounds, where obviously you seen the difference. Not making excuses, but Cochran outweighed him by 20 pounds. You know, he's a natural 45er. He went up his weight class. And, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go our way. But the performance, you know, would warrant another opportunity from another promotion. And literally, while the fight was going on, I was receiving text messages from John Briscoe, the XFC president, telling me, I want to talk to you about this kid on Monday. And come Monday, he sent me a contract and was done.
So how happy was Dragon to have a contract at what the fight weight he wants to fight at?
Oh, he was very pleased. You know, he's definitely looking forward to the opportunity. And one of the things that made me key about this, you know, I watched what John did with the 155 division in 2012. What led up to Nick Newell eventually becoming their lightweight champion when he fought Eric Reynolds. And I knew that he was planning on doing that with his featherweight division this year. And with Davison in the mix there, I have to say, like, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'd say he's a favorite to become their featherweight champion. I really truly believe that it's going to be him and Jason Hicks fighting each other for a belt down at the end of the year.
Hey, that would be sick. That would be sick, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of great MMA going on for all you folks out there. I know that we've been talking a little bit about the Bellator card. We talked a little bit about the Glory card, man. You ready? You going to try to catch any of that Glory event tomorrow?
Did you see about the Glory tournament tonight results?
That's tomorrow. Those are weigh-ins.
No, bro, I watched tonight. There was some Glory tournament.
Was that the one like in South Carolina or something? The Road to Glory?
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Well, I'm a little confused then, because I was watching Brian Crenshaw, who's the U.S. president for WKA, make posts on Facebook tonight. And, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Road to Glory happened tonight.
Yeah, the Road to Glory, but we're talking about
Glory. Yeah, we're talking about Glory. Series. Yeah, the K-1 event with...
The Holiday tournament happened tonight, because I was looking at it when I seen in the feeds, this kid, Ambang, won the tournament, and I remember him because when I represented Joe Ray, one of the last fights we did was with him up in Virginia, and Joe won the cruiserweight title from him. And now this kid just won the Road to Glory. I mean, it was a tough fight. I mean, looking at the pictures, and then I saw the fight.
No. There's also the Road to Glory U.S. kickboxing tournament for $20,000 part two coming up. I know that's coming up soon. So these people need to come up with some different names for shit.
Yeah,
like,
that
Google
would really
Prime
be
fighting.
Beneficial.
Yeah, Google Prime Fighting and see if there's not 35 Prime Fighting leagues.
I don't know, but I know he won some tournament. He won it at the Road to Glory welterweight tournament, which was in New York.
Because, see, like, I know that for Road to Glory, you know, I know Rec MMA has a Road to Glory card. CES has a Road to Glory card. Glory has a Road to Glory card. There's just too many people, man, with Road to Glory. Or Glory. Or what's another one?
Hey, if Glory wants to sponsor these events and kick out 20 grand to some hungry up-and-coming kid or a fighter that's going to help them better themselves by going through a tournament and having that opportunity and actually winning to better their life, things for themselves and their family, hey, you know, props to Glory for doing so many tournaments, you know what I mean? Because $20,000 prize can definitely change a fighter's lifestyle for the moment or make things better, you know?
Now, the Road to Glory card that happened in New York was Glory MMA's U.S. or, I mean, K1, kickboxing U.S. event. But tomorrow they have an overseas event, which is going to be like all their superstars, big-name guys. But, yes, this was a welterweight tournament tonight in New York City.
I don't know. I think the welterweight tournament happened tonight.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the welterweight
tomorrow
tournament
night,
did, yeah.
Yeah, tonight was the welterweight, but tomorrow Glory 5, Boshansky versus Spong will be tomorrow night. Well,
tomorrow like noon. I think it's at noon.
Yeah.
8 o'clock London time is, I think, the start.
I think I'm going to get round three.
There, she doesn't have it.
I know that. I have my sources. Down, mister. I'm on it.
Get him on the freaking show.
No, you don't want him with this guy on the show. He just was on the show.
Hey,
he can referee Jason and Skippy debating which Glory card they're talking about.
Hey, how about this? Mark Pavlicek, if you're listening, we can introduce him to some new management.
Yeah. What do you think about if a fighter has dumb managers?
A lot of them. Ah, jackass.
Who are you asking that question to?
The manager in the room?
Well, I didn't know if you were asking one of your counterparts. You know what I mean? Or asking me, because I just keep my opinions to myself, you know, as far as some people that quote-unquote call themselves a manager or, so to speak, or an agent, and I see some of the posts that some people make, and I don't always necessarily agree with them, per se, and I'll leave it at that. Just as I'm sure some people may not agree with me too, you know, but I don't think that happens not too often.
No. I'm asking, what do you think about a promoter saying the guy has not smart management? I'm not asking.
But Jason, so we're not asking you to, like, bag on management. We're saying if a promoter told you that he won't sign a fighter because his management is stupid, what does that say to you? I mean, you know.
You're telling me the fighter needs to get new management. Because it's costing them opportunities and being able to potentially advance their career with whatever opportunities in front of them, you know. Especially if it's, you know, say it's a young man that's like on a 4-5 win streak, you know, that's like 8-1 or something. We'll use Brandon Thatch, for example. And you know, I think Thatch is actually on like a 5-5 win streak now with a nice win. You know, if somebody said that and you have a record like Thatch, then, you know, you need to look elsewhere and seek a release because all you're doing is being held back, you know. But then there's guys that are up and comers.
MMA. Sorry.
There's guys that are up and comers that just don't know no better.
Full force MMA. Full force. What do you call a glass that's got all liquid going to the top?
It's full.
Okay, what is Newton's law on? It's a force.
Full force.
There you go. Talk about license plate at the unemployment center.
We're not holding back. We're not holding back tonight, are we?
No.
You saw that license plate at the unemployment center?
I did. I also saw him around the corner, you know, blowing somebody for $5, but I can't really say that live because I don't have proof.
Oh, he got a raise then. That's good.
Now that's somebody who, for an example out there, you know, I've heard from more than one promoter say, no, I'm not dealing with you or any of your fighters. And that's a bad, you know, that sucks because, like you said, if you got a fighter that's that good who can't get that break on the big show because of management, that's a sad, sad deal. It's like a fighter out there who's that damn good who just can't stay on the correct side of the law. You know, you lose talent sometimes because of decisions that a fighter makes. And you would hope that a good fighter would be smart enough to search out a really good management firm. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason, you guys down there in Florida, you guys have fighters all across the country. Obviously, Pat has fighters across the United States and Canada. You know, we've got other friends in the business, like, you know, Will Hammond. He's got fighters all across the country. You know, these guys are getting their fighters, you know, great fights. You're getting their names out there. You know, I don't understand if I was a fighter, dude. I would do my research. Just like if you're going to get a tattoo, you don't go down to the ghetto and buy the cheapest fucking tattoo. You do research. You find out who's good.
No, absolutely.
What the fuck? Come on.
Jeff's all getting up frustrated. He wants to see round three.
And he said, just a second, and then he said, that's the third round. But there's no that. There's nothing there. So show me what that is. Because 1 second, and then it says, that was the third round. Like, okay, cool. Let me see it now.
Was it that good?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Oh, sorry, it didn't post trying to get. No shit, it didn't post. But I appreciate him sharing. Should be nice.
Hey, isn't AFC tomorrow on GFL?
Yep.
No.
I thought it was.
It's on Top News Canada.
The stream?
Trust me. Dude, I talked to Tim today from GFL, and I said, you know, crazy weekend, man. All you got is some kickboxing from the Capitol and then some pro boxing from Monaco. He goes, yeah, no MMA. I said, well, why don't you have any one of the two events for AFC? He goes, they didn't tell us they had events this weekend.
They don't just know?
And then I saw a post earlier today that said that Top News Canada would have the live free stream.
Yeah. Oh, it's on aggressionfc.com, too.
Hey, and while we're sitting here, big shout-out to Marquise Jackson. He gets the TKO win in the third round tonight, man. Repping Madhouse in the cage. Big shout-out, brother.
Yeah, dog. The little homie throwing it down, huh?
Yep.
It's another Chris Gregory recruit. That's not a bad one right there.
No.
I mean, where is he? Is he not here because he's tired of the silver dollar shit or what?
Dude, did you not see? Did you not see what I posted for you guys to look at?
No, I get like
I found like where Chris Gregory hangs out at.
Oh, I did. I saw that. The Silver Dollar Nipple Club or something.
He's the hostess, isn't he?
The Silver Dollar Saloon.
Not only is he the president, he's a client.
Jason, I need you to find me an amateur heavyweight, and we want him to have extremely large nipples, and we want to call it the Silver Dollar Fight, and we want to get the winner strapped.
That's a question you can ask Dan Donaldson, bro, because he can probably come up with a heavyweight for that. That fits the bill.
We need to do that, man. And we'll get a title made. I'll call Pro MMA Belts, one of the sponsors from Madhouse. We'll call him. We'll get, like, a, you know, instead of the medallions on the side, each one will be a nipple.
That's kind of funky, bro.
Dude. Can you imagine how much rash guard would be in the ring at one time?
Wow. Dude, I just don't understand how they get to fight with a rash guard, man. Yeah. I've seen some dudes fight out here in Oregon that I wish had rash guards on.
Yeah. California, they fight rash guards.
Camo makes them all wear rash guards. That's how they do the red and blue corner. One corner gets a blue rash guard, one corner gets a red one. And my question is, if they don't get to keep those rash guards, don't tell me you're reusing them. That's nasty as shit.
Of course they reuse them.
Dude, they probably go to the dry cleaning, bro.
They share gloves every time. They
see,
don't get brand
different.
New gloves.
That's totally different. Hand sweat and wet nipple hair. Big
hands
difference.
That you wipe your ass with. And
dude.
Yeah, there's no difference. Your hands are dirtier.
No, dude. Have you ever, I used to own a pair of boxing gloves, dude. And they, after about 6 months, if you didn't clean them, I didn't even want to have my own hand in my own glove. That's nasty.
You ask if I've ever owned a pair of boxing gloves?
No, I was asking Skippy, not you.
Have you ever?
Dude,
no,
come
I
on, guys.
I probably
won
one more fight.
I'll tell you, you guys know I never wore boxing gloves. I just take phone books to my hands and went to war in the cell block.
Yep. Handing out toe tags.
Dude, hell yeah, dude. People would see me walking down the block with two phone books taped in my hand. They'd be like, somebody make a call because there's an ass whooping coming. They knew
Dead
it.
Dead man walking. Dead man walking.
They all knew it. I was the toughest dude in my all-female cell block. I tell you what.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, Fallon wasn't
might have
there at
it.
The time.
Yeah. Skippy, would you fight Fallon? Would you be okay with that? Would you be okay in a man versus Fallon match?
Look, I'll tell you right now, 100% truth, I would fight him.
Skippy beat the fuck out of a woman, dude.
I would, dude.
His parking spot?
Dude.
Not holding the door open for him?
So, I would get out of that ring, and not only would, like, the women's domestic violence group, but PETA would all be protesting me after I was done. They'd be like, not only did you beat a woman, but you beat a beaver.
Dude. Okay, so what do you think people would say if a chick went and became a dude, and let's just say she was like 185 pounds, and then do you think they'd let her in there to fight like...
No.
No.
Brett Knopp? I'll just even put Brett Knopp out there.
No.
Would she be allowed to fight women?
No.
Or would he be allowed to fight? However, I don't know.
Look,
whatever.
As bad as it sounds, see, people have a right to live however they want, but when it comes to the sports world, there's no room for them. I'm sorry, it sounds stupid to say people out there are going to be like, you're closed-minded Nazi. No, I'm not. I'm a Hispanic Jew. But
what is that?
I'm about to share with you guys. A very good friend of mine that's a fighter, actually one of my former clients, Joe Ray. He's 9-3 on the 3
Joe Ray Hallman? Joe Ray Hallman?
No, Joe Ray. He fights at 185. He's in Thailand right now and overtraining at Tiger Muay Thai. And he made this video called Ladyboy Roundup. And I've been looking for these videos because I couldn't remember the name of it to share with you guys to see them. And they're pretty freaking, they're pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, but dude, this is Thailand where every, you have to double check every, like, thing you think is a female, make sure it's not a 10-year-old boy.
So, yeah, well, I joke with him all the time. Don't get lost in Bangkok. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, this is where you can get that shot. It's a shot of alcohol made with, like, snake venom and tiger cock. Oh, dude, it's crazy, dude. That's how... Dude, I saw that John Nutt. He was at that bar on that one video. Johnson Nutt taking shots, man. And I'll tell you what, dude, that place is crazy. Crazy.
I'm surprised you haven't been there.
I'm trying to go. You guys know that.
What's in the shot?
It's I got to think of the name of the shot, but it's got like snake venom, alcohol, and tiger cock.
Did you put it in your dick?
No, you drink this shit. It's a shot of alcohol.
Did you dip your dick in it and then let a Taiwanese girl lick it off?
You said it's a needle, it's like a stir stick, right?
You guys are fucked up. Now you guys
yeah, we're the fucked up ones for sure.
Like, see, who's this chick that just walked by and, like, see, or it could have even been a dude. I don't know. I'm so confused now. See, now this is exactly why I don't date Asian girls. Because you just don't know.
You don't know? With
well,
clothes
dude,
on,
do you
right?
see some of these videos, man?
Well, with clothes on.
Dude, most of them are so tight. Where did all the Skippy just go? Did Skippy just bounce out? Huh.
He did that thing to us again. You know he did.
Well, as long as they're
you guys, taking my radio show and I'm going home.
So, hey, how about is World Series of Fighting going to even make it to their second event, or do they fold after the second event?
I don't know, man.
Pretty sure that I have, there's posts out there where I told people that they were going to, that would happen to them.
Why is this? Why is it going to happen? Money?
Well, dude, they're paying these guys way too much fucking cash.
No fights happening. Can't be getting the money back. Not enough fights happening.
I mean, I don't know. They're in Atlantic City tomorrow, so I mean, maybe they're going to be in a little bit big. I don't think they're... Maybe they're... Are they at Trump Taj Mahal? I don't know. They're where Sam Warapaz is fighting next week.
Oh.
I don't know. I know Ray Stefan was on Inside MMA tonight.
What did you have to say?
He need to talk about the card tomorrow and talk about their network deal with NBC Sports, and that's about it. Didn't want to say a whole lot.
What the hell? Oh. There's more than one Sam Warapaz, just so you know. Sammy Warapaz, that's not him. Or her.
No, dude. Sam's got a weird... He's got a... I know where his... Things
yeah, I got it.
Skippy, where did... Why are you being so quiet, man?
Dude, I found it. Okay, here you guys go. Listen. Okay.
What is it?
Hey, guy! How you doing? John Nutt, Air Fight Sports. Here on Sukhumvit Soy 33 at a Yadong stand. Yadong is basically like moonshine, made with Chinese herbs and spices, like tiger cock and snake. And they make you more feral and make your libido stronger.
I told you, I'll fuck this Yadong, baby.
Hey,
tiger cock, snake. Yeah.
What's the shot called?
Yadong.
How do you spell that? Because that, I don't even
know. Y-A-O-T-A-N-G, I think.
I just told Joe Ray about that shot, and he's saying that he's going to have to go find it so he can take one.
Dude, he was standing outside like a little bar in an alley, and he's like, I'm at a Yadong stand, and he was there with some hookers. This is great.
Come and
touch
your syringe.
Thailand. Dude, Thailand, guys. Let's all make a trip to Thailand to go watch some dare fight sports.
Skippy, you're just trying to get to Thailand so that you can have some exotic vacation with Tracy Lockwood before she goes into camp.
Y'all guys got to stop on that shit, too. I told you, she's married. I'm married, and she's in another country right
yeah,
now.
That's how he's like, he gets all
don't you have
smarter.
A circle?
She's
you got a
married.
Circle, right?
Oh, wait.
What if you go outside of the circle?
Yeah, see, dude, no two dicks ever have to touch that way. No two dicks ever have to touch that way. You can always go guy, girl.
You're supposed to have 1,000 miles to go around your house, Skippy. Is that not written into your wedding vows?
Listen, I would like to hang out and meet Tracy. I'm not saying I'm going down there to nail her. You guys are messed up. She's somebody I respect as a fighter, and I think she's cool. There's nothing more than that. By the way, big shout out Tracy Lockwood. Kick ass tomorrow. Defend that title. Show the world why you're the bomb, dude. That makes you 45-8 as a pro. Go do it. And quit saying I'm trying to go down there to fuck her, guys.
No, we
if
never
I'm down there
that.
And it happens, it happens. But I'm not going down there just for that.
I know.
Were going on vacation. I just said you were going on vacation. You're the one that took it to the bedroom.
I'm just going to go show my support.
Wow.
She needs people there for her.
Oh, this coming from the guy who asked Chris Gregory if he was in somebody's mouth.
I asked Chris Gregory that? Well, that's what that genius said it was me.
Oh, shit.
I found Chris Gregory's house today. I found Chris Gregory's house today. I posted
Is it a trailer?
No, dude, it was actually, it looks like it was a stick built. In an industrial neighborhood right behind a BMW motorcycle lot.
Hey, before we go on that, we got to tell Jason the story. So we're hanging out on a rogue show, and Jeff had made a joke about advertising, you know. And like a couple days later, Chris Gregory had the opportunity to interview, who was it again?
Alexis Davis at Invicta right after she beat the big, you know, the last one. Huge win.
Yes. And he goes up to Jeff and Alexis and asks, how does it feel to have Jeff in your mouth?
Yeah, Jeff from Clutch wants to know how it feels to win with him in your mouth. How it feels to fight with him in your mouth. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And he sends me the video. Ha ha, what do you think? Like, if that's a commercial, you suck at commercials, man. That's horrible. What the fuck are you thinking? Because he told me he's going to make me a commercial there. I'll shoot a commercial for you. Great commercial.
Hey, Tracy, where's Tracy? Never mind. That is funny. Only Chris Gregory would do that.
Yeah. Dude. And here's what
then
dude,
he got
her
mad.
Coach was like. Yeah, her coach was ready to beat Chris Gregory's ass.
So he deflected. Oh, no. Hey, he told me to say it. He told me to say it. I just had to say what he said to say. Nice, you pussy. Mr. Heavyweight Fighter, give me a break. Mix shit up and twist it.
I'm surprised Brett Ashley didn't take a shot at him with that.
No, Brett
was too busy laughing.
Brett wasn't there, and he helped clean up for me. Mixed damage control. So that's not exactly what I said. That's not what I said. And that's not what he meant. He was just trying to be funny. It all worked out fine, but damn.
It was funny, dude. You know it was, man.
It was funny because I'm still here today. Although she's not with Brett Ashley anymore, and so she's kind of not with me, I guess, but we'll see.
Oh, she left?
She left. She's got new management. Yep. She's with the UFC. She found somebody different.
Who's she signed with?
I don't remember who he said. Somebody that wasn't a very good choice, I guess. There was better choices she could have made, but she made this one.
Did she go with Malky like Misha did?
Who?
Did she go with Malky Kawa like Misha did?
Maybe. Maybe that was it. I honestly don't remember what name he said. It does seem like it was a strange name, though.
I was really surprised that Misha signed with that guy.
Why?
I don't know.
Cat? have a good spiel. She's going to be a lot of money. It's a big account.
Well, he's already got John Jones, so.
Yeah, she should kill that, though. If she gets on that Ultimate Fighter as a coach and wins a couple fights in the UFC, she could be a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, Brian Caraway better start watching his P's and Q's.
Yeah, gotta be careful who he lives with.
Because, yeah. I mean, dude, I think she'll by far be the hottest female in the UFC.
Yeah, because Ronda's too mean to be hot.
Well, Misha likes to play that card up.
Shit, hey, Tracy's out of the fight. She's not defending her title.
Boy, heartbroken?
Do you need to go console her?
Dude, she got a spider bite on her ass. I just swear to
Skippy,
God.
Skippy, answer. Hey, Skippy, look at your computer and answer the question.
She has a spider bite on her ass? Is that what you said?
She was going to fight, yes, over there in Thailand, but she's not going to be able to fight now because she's not been medically cleared because she has it looks like about the size of the palm of your hand, spider bite, right on her ass cheek, right on the very bottom of it.
Skippy, what did you do to her?
He took the chunk out of her ass.
Look, here you go. I'll give you guys the link right now. Here you go.
That's what happens when you keep poking something with a needle, Dick. These are marks like that.
Skippy, did you see the IM?
From who?
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
Yes.
I didn't even see anything.
You don't see that? That's a nasty mark. That sucks. Man, you guys see my laundry in that bag right there?
Oh, dang, that would hurt.
Yeah, dude.
It was
just
she got shot
rough.
By a 22.
Hey, hold on, that looks like your dental impression. I deal with a lot of dental impressions. That looks like yours.
Like, we got you, Skip. You're busted.
I think Jeff would actually be an expert in dental impression. Like, if I got bit, I would take my arm to Jeff and have him make a guard out of it so that I could find out who did it.
You're going around to, like, every homeless person on the freeway.
Could you back
to
make a guard like that?
No, not exactly. But in a way.
I thought you said if you could get an impression, there's an impression on LaFocke's arm. What's up?
Yeah, if there's an impression there, sure. I can do something with it.
But it's
gotta be one. I don't know if you bit her ass hard enough, though, for me to get an impression out of that. Looks like you just kind of tore a little piece out of the middle and stuck to it for a while. I don't know.
That's the name of the game.
Hey, Jeff, I thought you were going to send the mold kit and make the first custom mouth guard for a pit bull.
Well, who's got a pit bull?
For Lucky.
Can you get an impression? Can you do it? You got to hold his mouth shut for like 2 minutes. You got to put it in there and hold it shut for like a minute and a half until it gets hard. He's going to get pissed.
I think we should.
Then let's do it.
Hey,
tell, Dean,
love
it. Tell Dean he's out, Lucky's in. Just kidding.
You know, Skippy and I were talking about it when recently I gave an interview for on behalf of Davidson Ribeiro with Bluegrass MMA, and towards the end of the interview you can hear my dog just going nuts off somebody walking past my window, my front window in the courtyard. And it's just that loud woof.
Oh, yeah, dude, your dog was going insane in the background when you were trying to do that interview.
Let's do it. If you really think you can get it?
I think so, because he's pretty chill. You know, he's very lovable, and, you know, he's up my ass all the time. I don't see how I can't get him to, you know, just lay down and kind of get him to get comfortable and get him to open his mouth and pop that thing in and kind of hold it and get him to keep it closed.
The statement you just made could have easily been Siegfried and Roy talking about their tiger. Just a heads up. He's very lovable.
Yeah.
He's always up my ass.
Yeah, I suppose I should send the waiver then. You need to sign this waiver before you try sticking that thing in his mouth so you don't try and sue me once you bite your arm off.
Lucky you're going to bite my arm off, man.
Yeah, till you try to hold his mouth shut for 2 minutes.
I'll find the waiver if it makes you feel better, Jeff.
Lucky might surprise you.
Do him like a crocodile, and just as soon as he closes his mouth, just wrap it with duct tape or something. That way he's just stuck with it.
Yeah, you just have a belt. You just have a belt, and then as soon as you put the guard in and close his mouth, and just cinch the belt down and lock it in place, and then he can't go anywhere.
I think it would be cool to make a mouth guard for a dog, or anything like that. Not that there's really a use for it, but...
That would be cool, though, because that'd be cool. Nobody's ever done it that I know of. That'd be sick.
You can hear the perfect... We'll take pictures with him with the mouth guard in his mouth, Jeff, and you can use it for effective marketing. I think between the four of us right now that we could would definitely circulate out something at first. Lucky gets clinched, you know?
Plus, if that didn't work, I could use that picture with like four or five of my really ugly fighters and just be like, here he was getting his impression taken. Here he was having his mouth guard. Have to go from like a dog to just an ugly dude. That'd work.
That is fucking great.
I'm down with it. I'm sending it.
We need to get that Pit Gear Tough Bowl or whatever in on it, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. One thing that a lot of people are going to like to see, though, coming up just a few weeks away is Clinch Custom Mouth Guards in the mouth of Dean De Niro, Dean Thomas, when you make return to action April 12th.
Nice.
Yep.
Who's he fighting?
Joe Bryan, right? Or no, wait, I'm thinking
Georgie, the Taki Palace 145 champ, former Georgie Kabbalah, whatever his last name is.
No, Georgie Karakanian.
Cool.
Rapaki, you're sick, bro. I have no interest to see a photograph that says leg kicks hurt with a man lifting up his leg and showing half a cheek. That's just not attractive to me.
Well, you don't want to open any messages from him or Skippy then, I'm telling you. I've had to look at them. I had the worst scarred up memory from stuff that they told me to look at. Just Google it. Google it. Google Fleshlight.
Jason, do you know what a Fleshlight is?
What's that?
Do you own a Fleshlight?
Sure, on my phone.
See, Jason, you're like me, dude. A Fleshlight.
Does your Fleshlight have a flashlight?
On my phone, there's an app called Fleshlight, and the camera lens flash turns into a flashlight.
Okay, so Jay, buy a vowel and trade out that A for an E. Do you have one of those?
What's that now?
A Fleshlight.
You don't know what that is, right?
Hold on, guys. I'm just going to get the link.
I'm getting it. Hold on.
Okay, give it
to me. I've got it.
Okay, this is what we're talking about. And if your phone has one, I want the same fucking phone you have. That's all I got to say.
Dude,
I want two of your phones.
You fucking said a flashlight, bro.
No, I said a Fleshlight, bro.
Oh. I thought you said flashlight. Oh, hell no.
That's the same reaction Jeff had.
Almost, except for I was like, oh, damn. You just sound more repulsed, Jason, or they didn't send you the same pictures I got.
Yeah, no, that, you know what it is? Both of us got suckered in fucking by Skipping and LaPonky's twisted ways.
I didn't know what it was. He's thanking his new sponsor. And I think he's to my sponsor, Fleshlight. I'm like, what is it? Is it cool? Yeah, check it out. What can you do for your birthday? I look it up on the phone and try to get it to you. I was like, oh, you motherfucker, that's sick. What is it? Oh, man. Way too many.
Dude,
were
you just wiping something? In?
That was horrible. Now I'm all upset again.
Look, dude. I mean, like, check this out.
My newest sponsor, the Fleshlight.
Look at this. Look at this one right here.
I'm not looking at shit.
I am.
Why? That's a fine picture. Just look at it. There's nothing.
That's a pretty cool picture.
LaPaca.
I like the 360 view though. That's pretty cool. Because that way you can see what the back end looks like. You know, you always want the back end to be cute too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know if you can attach a flashlight to your fleshlight, man.
I think you could. I bet you could get LEDs put in there, because they won't heat up.
You know, I mean, dude, you can get, for some guys might need stamina training unit. Enhance your sexual prowess with a fleshlight built to enhance your stamina.
How's that enhancing? That's retarded. Here, you got a pussy that looks like a snow cone. Go bang this and you're going to be better at it. Give me a break.
Dude, my favorite one, honestly, out of them all, is the Tracy Lords. I mean, it's cool because it comes with a 2x4 to tie your ass.
You didn't mean Lords. Whatever. Here we go again.
Dude, I would love to so pull a Tracy Lords like fleshlight out in front of Tito and be like, I've been tagging the same shit, bro.
You mean Lockwood.
Where do you
we
guys
know
see
it.
This? Where do you guys see this, dude? This isn't even, there's no nudity on this or anything. You just got to look at this because we have to talk about this thing.
Clinch custom mouth guard fleshlight. Jeff, why did you tell us? I'm getting six of these.
Like, put
whoa,
your
I gotta get
into this thing. And
dude, I got to get a top dog and a two-play. I got to give me a top dog. Shout out to top dog and two-play for the fleshlight. I want you guys as sponsors.
Oh, get the
please.
Fuck out of here. Look at this thing. It's from me, look. Looks like a freaking pencil sharpener that you should put on your desk.
It's a pencil sharpener, all right.
I don't know if I can see. Ain't nothing I got going to put my little she, my wife said they look like rack rats.
It looks like a mini mag flashlight, bro.
Yeah, those look like the average man.
What?
Where do you come up with this stuff, bro? Are you just not getting enough at home or something, so you just got to call in these things? Or
dude,
what's the deal, man?
He's going to be late a year.
That's not true.
You bring him home?
Yeah.
Okay, no, take it back. Come on, Jeff, be fair. He has not got laid by a girl that wasn't conscious in a year. He's gotten laid a lot this year. But chloroform
actually,
is not
it's
a
normally
dating
that, it's
half
normally that
year.
I'm normally blacked out, so I really don't know what's going on.
I can believe that, actually. I can believe that.
He's like, I swear it was a woman when I got home.
He's drinking her pretty. Drinking him pretty. Drinking him a woman.
You know, I mean, I heard a study a couple weeks back that said that alcohol doesn't really make beer goggles. It just lowers your inhibitions. And I'm finding out that that's really not true at all, because my inhibitions stay the same. It's just the quality of what my inhibitions are attacking lowers the more I drink.
Standards go way down.
Yeah. Like, you just don't give a shit at that point. You're just like, I'm faded. I just want to get a nut. I mean, at the end of the day.
Not at the beginning of the day?
LaPaca, something tells me that you have that philosophy that, especially being in the bar scene and working at the bar, you know, you got that philosophy of after two, they all look good. So you just kind of, like, don't care.
Oh, no, dude. I'm a picky motherfucker, bro.
He's never seen two. He's always hammered by midnight back home on Facebook, fucking with us. On a Wednesday.
Or you'll see a tweet from him. I just bitch slapped your hoe in the bathroom.
I think the one night I said that I just gave your girl the Arsenio Hall treatment.
Yeah, that's what it was. I gave your girl the Arsenio Hall treatment in the bathroom. Woof, woof, woof. LaPaca's about to fall out of his chair. He's laughing so hard his face is red as fuck. He's like, you guys nailed it, man. She was a 300-pound black college girl.
Dude, it was like in Beer Fest, you know, when the fucking guy was so faded that he was seeing Stacey Dash. But it was really Princess from fucking whatever that Perfect or whatever that movie was. What was that with that big fat black chick?
don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Have you ever seen Beer Fest, dude? Has anybody here seen Beer Fest?
I have. I love it.
Oh,
that's
Ari Lang. With Ari Lang, right?
No,
yeah.
Dude, not Beer League. Beer Fest.
Oh.
Beer League was the softball movie with Artie Lang and Ralph Macchio and Fix Your Camera
Again. Real
crush,
kid. And I'm
going
to state
that right now. Beer Fest.
No way in
Beer
hell
Fest.
Was Will Prince's kid any kind of karate kid. He ruined the franchise. He ruined the movie. And I mourned for 2 days with candles in my window. Okay? Screw that kid. He's a shit actor and he ruined the movie.
You mourned with candles in your window?
I'm
What? Did you have to get some tampons for your vagina hurting from that movie?
Yeah. That's when his period first started, was when that movie was ruined.
Jason, you know we've talked about old school movies before, and some remakes are good and some are bad. That was one that just shit in the face of Miyagi and Danielson. Okay,
yeah.
Danielson did not spend a whole summer fixing a Korean guy's car and fence not to be able to whoop ass, okay? Now, we got to respect that as fans of mixed martial arts. The painting a fence taught this kid to be better than any kid who grew up in Korea.
It went in 2 days?
The remake that was shit, man, because how are you going to have Miyagi, in the second one, a simple rag dropped to the lower floor as a weapon, and you just pick it up, and then you shoot the straight sneaky nut shot. If you remember, Miyagi hit Danielson in the balls when they were in Okinawa. You know?
Yes, I do.
So, they didn't have none of that flavor in the remake.
Because you're not supposed to touch somebody in the balls nowadays.
Yeah, see, back then, it was real fighting, okay? Pre-UFC,
it was blood sport,
before
dude.
These
Kumite.
Guys cut weight
Kumite.
Like cowards.
Kumite, Kumite.
Okay.
Kumite. Kumite.
Let's be honest. This is Danielson fought
Kumite.
In his walking weight like a true fighter, okay?
Frank
and
Duke's
Cody's
true
Jeff
fighter.
McConnell,
Frank Duke's true fighter.
Frank Duke's another
Duke,
great fighter.
He lives like 20 minutes from here.
Dude, let's get him on. Let's talk to Frank Duke's. Let's call Frank Dukes and say that we're Ken Shamrock.
I bet you I could get him on. I could get him on.
Dude, let's call him and tell him that we're Frank Shamrock and just talk a lot of shit to him. Skippy, can you got a Frank Shamrock in you tonight?
Let's call and tell him that we're Javier Villalpando.
Ooh. I wonder if Javier's talked to Ken Shamrock lately.
Probably. He's getting pretty famous these days.
Guys, and right now we're going to take picks. Jason, you got to answer this question, not political, not from Relentless Sports Management. Answer it as just Jason hanging out on the fucking show.
Okay?
Frank Shamrock and Ken Shamrock, both these guys are douchebags, but a lot of people out there love them. Okay? Dude, how many rounds with Frank Shamrock do you think you could go?
How many rounds do I think I can go with Frank Shamrock?
Yes.
All day, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to kneecap him, and then he can't move around, and I can just pick and choose my strikes.
That's fucked up,
man. You're a heavy drinker, huh? I didn't think you were a drinker.
You know, I know he's got bad knees. All I got to do is kneecap his ass, and then I can pick and choose my shots all day long, stay out of his guard, and not let him get a hold of me.
Would you be afraid to punch him and mess up the braces?
Would I what?
Would you be afraid to punch him and mess up the braces?
He's talking about Frank Shamrock? I'm thinking about Ken Shamrock with the knee thing. With Frank? Huh.
Yeah. I would check
be afraid to punch him in the braces.
So mad.
What he needs to be worried about when I do, if I did punch him because of how big I am and I do have some power in my hands, is the braces getting stuck to the inner mouth and like stuck to his lip or cheek because I hit him before, you know, he grabs me
and
does whatever he does.
Stuck to his lip?
Can you fight with braces?
I wouldn't fight with braces. I think that's asinine.
Yeah, it's retarded. You don't fight with braces. And if you punch somebody that doesn't have them covered, they don't just stick to their lips. Their lips disappear. It becomes hamburger, trust me. They just turn to, like, hamburger.
Can you fight in the state of Washington with braces?
Yeah, you just have a guard in, dude.
I've never seen anybody do it.
I think Jordan Nicole Gaza fought with braces.
She did.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody.
Okay, so here, let me ask you this, Jason. Since we have you on the air, and you have to answer this question honestly. Would you pay $44.95 to watch Ken Shamrock versus Tito Ortiz 4?
No.
Would you pay $34.95?
No.
Would you let me give it to you for free?
I still probably wouldn't watch it.
Dude, that's two legends, man. They had a, you know, that was a great trilogy.
Okay, Lefaki.
Like, right up there in the ranks of, like, Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik.
that's a good comparison right there.
Maybe more Ultimate Warrior versus, like, Macho Man.
Who would pay $44.95 to see Chuck Liddell fight Heath Herring?
Pay it or get paid?
I would pay $44.95 to watch Tito Ortiz versus Chuck Liddell this weekend.
Oh, no, dude. I'd pay $44.95 to watch Tito versus his wife again.
I wouldn't pay $44.95 for nothing. Fuck that. I find all this shit on the internet for free.
Everybody, the comments made by Clinch Custom Mouthguards just now do not represent the Rogue Show in any way, shape, or form, but fucking everything else does.
If you guys need to know where to find him, just hit skip me up. He can tell you where to find him.
Once again, everybody, I'm Spanish coming to you live from Seattle, Washington.
Arlington, bro. Arlington.
Oh, come on.
Ricky Spanish in the house, motherfuckers.
Arlington, Texas.
Nito Dickie
Ricky. Just outside of Dallas.
Nito Dickie Ricky.
Stevie, what's going on with your camera, bro?
Ben, damn. Hey, speaking of Seattle and shit events, what do you guys think about Zuffa coming back there?
I think that's great because I'll get to do it.
Are you going to get some work it?
Yeah, that's the story.
Did you check Anthony Hamilton off to get that job?
No, no. Who's Anthony Hamilton? The fighter?
Sorry. Anthony Hamlet.
Yeah, no,
I
he's not.
Too many letters.
Skip. Whoa, let's back it up. Skip, have you been listening to some slow jams with the wife or something? You got Anthony Hamilton on your mind?
No, actually, I don't know. We were talking about him earlier today because he's going to be fighting in Panama.
Dude, you know what I ate for lunch today, man? You know what I had for lunch?
When you say Anthony Hamilton, what I think about is the R&B singer that was in American Gangster.
I thought that was Denzel Washington.
It was, but do you know that scene when Denzel met his wife in
yeah.
the club? And that guy that was singing that song, Do You Feel Me? And like his brothers were dancing with their wives? That's Anthony Hamilton. He's an actual R&B singer.
Only R&B I know is James Brown. I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Skippy, what do you think about that catch weight? Have you ever heard of a catch weight like that?
No. It's a little odd, but
heavyweight catch weight, a heavyweight fight, but it's a catch weight of 250. 250.
Because they're worried that homeboy's going to be too. Sean Salmon's going to only come in at like 240, maybe.
Well, it's the heavier that Hamilton comes in, the better. That means he's chubby and not training hard enough.
Well, they're trying to keep him from having a 25 or 30 pound advantage at weight at fight time because Salmon's a 205er. He's going to have to really stack some weight on to get up that high.
Are you sure he's a 205er? I would have swore that guy was at fucking 185.
I could have sworn he's at 205. And his last fight, I believe, was like a catch weight fight at like 220.
Sean Salmon, middleweight. That's what I thought. Aaron Mays, Joao Zofrino. Yeah, dude, Zofrino's a fucking... God, this guy hasn't won a fight in 15 fucking years, bro.
Dude, I've got him listed at 205, 510, light heavyweight, fighting out of Columbus, Ohio.
I'm showing him as a middleweight.
I said that earlier today. He's on a 9-fight losing streak. That's why I said this is a good fight. That's an easy 2 grand international trip down to Roberto Duran Stadium. I mean, it's a win-win.
Say it's going to be a 5'10 heavyweight, 35 years old. How did this fight get booked? Against Todd Brown? He was supposed to fight Mike Sisnalovich last year. That didn't happen. He was supposed to fight a girl, Lindsay. Oh, man, is this one of them fruity people?
This guy's fought everywhere, hasn't he?
Sean, don't call it peach. It's salmon.
Oh, get out of here. For real?
Fuck yeah.
That's not right. Tell me you're kidding.
Dude, you gotta admit, that'd be a pretty awesome nickname how can I convince Sean Salmon to use that at a fight?
I don't think he can.
What weight did he fight Rashad at?
Well, didn't he fight Rashad like 15 years ago?
On Ultimate Fight Night 8.
That was on light heavyweight.
So 205.
Yeah, I think he must fight them both. Because I was pretty sure that he fought Jorge Santiago was a 185er or Strikeforce. Josh Haynes was a 185er. Lucio Linares is a 185er. Alan Wickert's a 185er. Alexander Shemenko's a 185er. Jeremy Horn's a 185, 205. And 170, I think Horn fought at 170 a few times.
I think there's a lot of 185 guys that give most of the heavyweight guys a lot of trouble. With the speed and having huge power or good power, that they beat a lot of heavyweights, like DJ Linderman has shown. There's a lot of guys like that that could take guys like Anthony Hamilton and handle them. Hamilton, or guys like that.
Well, I'm sure he can handle Anthony Hamlet too.
Yeah, for sure. He's just like,
you know,
45
he's old. He's getting old, dude. Yeah, I mean, he's probably has a stiff back.
Ancient.
He's almost too old. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but Anthony Hamlet's almost too old to referee anymore.
Probably right. He should probably step down.
You know, I mean, maybe July 27th he'll still be young enough to try and rep another UFC card, but we'll see, man. I mean, you know, he's getting up there a little bit.
He should be there, but we'll see.
I mean, you know, he might be at the home. I did come across a great place today at work, Heavenly Care Senior Living. Yeah, I thought that could be a good place for Anthony.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't really want to be that zoomed in, bro. What the hell's going on here?
I put it on auto, so I don't have to fuck around with it. It just does what it wants. Get scared, dude. Get scared, homie. Hey, anybody else see Diaz ever fight in the UFC?
No, but I liked how Sunday night Diaz went straight back to California and got arrested.
For what?
Wasn't that great?
And then was like
pictures?
Instagramming. He's Instagramming pictures of getting arrested. That's fucking awesome. That's why people like Nick Diaz.
Why'd he get arrested?
I think they were driving around, probably firing up some hooters, you know, blowing some trees on the road.
Did you hear he overpaid his taxes?
Yeah, that really wasn't the smartest thing to say. What would you, Jason, what would you do if you had a client say, I've never paid my taxes?
I'd refer him to Wayne Johnson, who's an attorney, and not someone so he should resolve that issue for them.
How much
He's
does he charge?
Certified civil attorney.
How much does he charge?
Now, hey, how often does a client come to you and say, hey, you know, I need financial help. Where do I go? You know, how to control their monies and their from their purses.
again, I would direct that to Bill and let Bill take care of those matters, you know, set some things up and, you know.
But what I'm saying is have you had to do that? Have you had fighters come to you and say, bro, I'm starting to make a little bit of scratch. Can you help me, you know, and then you pass them on to your buddy?
Not yet. They haven't really asked me, you know, opinion or anything like that. Most of the time, honestly, I get asked about what kind of sponsors can we expect is what I usually get.
Okay.
Greedy fuckers.
Yeah. Well, not so much. I mean, I'm very fortunate. Like, I've had that happen before, but I've gotten away from that, you know, over time. You know, I don't deal with prima donnas. You know, the people that I have on my team are very supportive and very appreciative of all support that they get from the different companies that do stand behind them, you know. And they're very thankful for the opportunity to work in the working relationship, you know. Like, you know, Peggy with Throw Punch IND, like, that relationship's been beautiful. They also sponsor Davidson Rivero. You know, some of my clients that represent Braum, Amanda Bell, you know, that relationship's been great. You know, Jason Gladdy represents Braun Mall, Chad Livingston, you know, and a couple of Jacob Burnell as well, you know.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie, dude. I want to see him fight Lee Morrison. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think they should fight CFA.
We need like 7 months' notice, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little disappointed in Lee right now, I got to admit. I've been waiting a fucking year to see him fight this guy, and now I know he's been offered the fight twice.
Yep.
Round three, huh?
He's got his reasons, but there needs to be, if you don't want it, don't ask for it.
Skippy, look at your inbox.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Some people like that, though, you know? Hey.
It's funny, though, right?
Did you say you saw round three out yet?
Yep.
Are we
going to
not be?
It.
Who did?
Yeah, hey, I saw that. I just shared it with the guys. Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy, dude. I guarantee you he doesn't know what kind of tree he's hitting up.
What
I don't know. Whatever floats your boat at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Well, you know that saying, the difference between kinky and perverted. Kinky's using a feather, perverted's using a whole chicken.
Well, you know, it also goes the same what I said before about that situation as a whole, you know, that, you know, people have a right to live their life how they want to live it. That's a choice, and that they have a right to do that, you know?
Yep.
Where did you post that?
Other
edge. Oh, yeah, here we go. Another short round. See, this isn't all fucking round either.
No, it's only 352.
You motherfucker.
Hey, it's the best I can do.
Well, that's better than the last round. It was only 331.
Fuck yeah.
This is the last minute of the last round.
This is the last minute of the last round?
Yeah, they're yelling, 1 minute, Dave, 1 minute, Dave.
I posted one that's 3 minutes and 52 seconds long. And
oh
now
my gosh,
here
keep your
date three.
Why are they hugging?
Okay.
What the fuck is... When did Dave Corshane turn into this nice guy?
Great sportsmanship. It's really good. When you're in there, it's on.
He's definitely
surprised. I'm really surprised at some of that. No. Look at, yeah, there we go. Get this back up. Dude, this is like, the listeners are probably pissed because, like, we're all busy watching fights and talking about it as we watch. God damn, he throws some fucking heat.
Oh,
he throws some fucking heat. Get that outside trip. Drag his ass down to the mat. Dave on top there? I can't tell.
The first video on... Were you watching it? Bart Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he's got the whole round. It's just in pieces. So that, I don't know how long the second video is.
That's shitty.
Dave's got his back at like a minute into the third round going for the... He's almost got a choke sunk in. He's going for a gable... Or palm to palm grip. Oh, then now he's in full mount.
Yeah, that,
wow.
That would be that's the whole round because it adds up to 5 minutes or just a few seconds short of it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dave went for an arm bar, transitions into, and fucking Lloyd gets up to his feet. Nice work. That was pretty impressive. These guys were such a great stylistic matchup. Whoever the guy was that thought of this, great, great matchmaking right here. Dave Corshane, Lloyd Woodard, just two dudes that just want to fucking beat the daylights out of somebody.
That's not really how it went down. Dave thought it up, and the matchmaker matched him up with Sharon Spain, who Lloyd was going to fight, which isn't quite the same as fighting Dave Corshane. Woman! You going to plug the TV?
Dude, that's definitely
Wow, and he got another takedown. Man, he's really kind of dominating the third round here.
Oh shit, hey guys, we got like 20 minutes left. Is there anything we want to get out for tomorrow besides World Series of Fighting, AFC 16-17 Bowls? You got Mez Sports' Pandemonium. All those events are available to watch.
Isn't Pandemonium Sunday?
Is it Sunday or... No, it's Saturday. It's Saturday. It's Saturday. I'm sure of it.
I think it's Sunday morning.
Battle at the Boat.
Like, yeah,
Battle at the Boat.
Just going to get to watch a sick-ass main event. I got the... I just got some weigh-in results that will be posted here shortly. Let me just give everybody the quick rundown. Zahir Rahim came in at 143. Santos Pacquiao came out at 143. Virgil Green came in at 143 in a six-round fight against Dave Petrick, who came in at 145. Four-round fight, Julian Dukel versus Kelvin Medley. Dukel weighed in at 144, Medley at 142.5. Good God, Josh Solis, at least try to fucking make weight. Josh Solis comes in at 159. For a contracted weight fight of 154 against Zach Cooper, who weighed in at 153. Wow, that's horrible.
I bet Zach took the fight.
Huh?
I bet you that Zach's still going to fight him.
Oh, yeah, he is. It's awesome.
Yeah, he could have showed up weighing 185 and Zach would still fight him.
Solis and Cooper have a monetary agreement in place for the weight at issue.
Did you see four of those first four fights are all MMA guys?
Yeah, Dex Montenegro versus Ricardo Maldonado, 143 fight. Robert Yeager, Antonio Neal, 148 fight.
Yeah, Yeager's an MMA guy.
Hey,
big
shout out to Dex, man, with Dirty Boxer sponsoring him.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Huge shout-out to Brendan Tierney, who trains out of Power MMA down there in Arizona with Bader and those guys. I guess he's main event tomorrow night at AFC, one of the AFC cards. I'll figure it out for you people since you all probably don't know how to find it.
Don't forget, coming up June 1st, America's oldest active cage fighter, Grandpa Don Williams, is fighting for Brawl Inc.'s heavyweight title. He's coming back one more time to whoop some young kids' ass.
How old is he?
Bro, did you see the 62-year-old man that knocked somebody out on Inside MMA with a spinning back fist today?
No. This is Grandpa Don Williams. He tapped some guy out with a triangle a couple months ago.
How old is he?
Isn't Grandpa Don like 52, Skip?
He's 52, but was this a fight, Jason?
This was a fight, bro. It was on viewer submission. A 62-year-old ex-Green Beret knocked out some young kid with a spinning back fist that they showed on Inside MMA.
Kickboxing.
Yeah, kickboxing match. Yeah, Ryan the real deal Ford versus Brandon Tierney at AFC 17.
I was asked to fight on Primal Fights. They want me to fight on Primal Fights on June 29th.
Oh, you got it in you?
Because they have a guy, they said, we need someone to fight this guy. It's a 170 fight, and he's 42 years old. I went, huh, 42 and 170, huh? That sounds like me.
I wonder if that, what if it was Jeremy Barber?
Then I think he got a leg amputated because that's the only way he could make 170.
No, he's not that big.
No, I thought he made 185 for that one fight in SCFF.
He told me he could make 185 when we were going to fight, and then he was like, walks around at just under 200, he said.
He walked around.
I walk around,
around
like 205. That fucker's bigger than me.
Neither of you guys are walking around at 205. I walk around at 205.
Motherfucker, I'm short and fat. I give it up. I don't try to lie. I don't try to hide it. I smoke cigarettes, and I eat lots of raw meat.
Smoking cigarettes is no excuse, bro.
It is
not. I smoke cigarettes. I still go to the gym. I still go run.
I smoke cigarettes and still settled down and got married. What's your problem?
You were looking for that ham sandwich pussy while I was looking for the BLT.
new pussy, buddy.
Rob's trying to do his own laundry. I'll do my own laundry.
Yeah, and if worse comes to worse, man, I'll take that shit to my mom.
He's like, I got some old school ham sandwich pussy on the counter, and I get new pussy on my lap.
I don't need no broad to like do my laundry. All I need a broad for is, you know, sometimes I want to take a chick to the fight. Sometimes you want to take a shorty to the fight. Sometimes you want to go have dinner with somebody that's not, you know, all your bros.
What the fuck's with calling them a shorty? Why are they all shorties? What's so short about it?
Well, dude, I think I've gone on like 4 dates in 35 years, dude, with somebody that was my height, so they're all short.
Jeff, don't let him lie to you. He's from the mean streets of West Lynn, Oregon.
Ooh, I heard about that place. Isn't that where Chill Sonnen's from?
Mean streets, baby.
Dude, we show the mean streets. What's up, son?
That's gangster.
Dude, that's the funniest shit ever, dude. Anybody out there, all you Chill Sonnen zombie fans, you guys Google West Lynn, Oregon, and see how mean street it is. You got to have a membership just to go to the grocery store in that town.
Car's 45 years old, you got to get a new one, right?
Yep. Like, there's no trash cans allowed. You have to, like, sneak your trash out between midnight and 2 a.m. so people don't see it.
So you had to hire somebody to do it.
Is that so they don't see the body, or is that so they don't go through and look for food?
It's a super rich neighborhood.
Were you allowed to have your satellite dish on the front of your house?
No. Not allowed to have a satellite dish at all.
Were you allowed to urinate in your own backyard?
No.
Actually, no, you're not even allowed to live in your house. You just have to set up furniture and live in a hotel outside of town because they want to be perfect. Dude, it's a rich, rich, exclusive neighborhood. That's why I love it when he says he's...
You can't fart in that town, right? You get arrested?
Yeah. Dude, that town is just way, way rich, white, urban.
What the hell was that?
That was my chair.
Jason, which of your fighters is going to be the first one to win a title in the next 6 months?
I'd say Davidson's probably going to win the XSP belt.
I like it. I'm going to bet on him.
Who do you got at with Arnitz Young versus Matt Riddle?
Who?
Matt Riddle.
All you guys.
Matt Riddle.
I say Riddle, man. Riddle cracks me up, man. He's a typical, like,
pothead.
He reminds me of a guy from Dazed and Confused. But
he would fit
in about Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused, where he like talks about how the chicks stay the same age and he keeps getting older, man.
Dude, straight up, I'll tell you guys right now. Somebody, you know, I followed Arnitas for a long time. I like him. I think he's a great fighter. I think this is a tough fight, but I do have Riddle winning it. But I don't think it's just going to be easy, man. Young's pretty dope, dude. He's a hell of a fighter, man. He brings it.
And I see Riddle being
off your face.
I see Riddle beating anyone
they
got.
Yeah.
Anyone in there.
I'm talking to you, motherfucker, right there. Don't look over your shoulder. I'm looking you right in your fucking eyes. Take that smirk off your face when I said he's a good fighter. That's fucked up.
Dude, why's your kid still up?
I didn't even say anything, man.
I know it's the way you looked at me like, I'm going to smack you, Skip.
No,
well,
I would never say that.
You're talking to your son. You're talking to your son.
No,
huh?
I just don't.
Kind of is. I'm old enough to be your dad, I think.
Daddy's going to have to teach you a lesson, boy. Teach you your manners.
Teach you about the birds and the bees, son.
Why do you always got to go there, Rob? Always goes from violence
birds
to sex.
And the bees.
I didn't. That's not me. That's Skippy.
I know. Why is he got to do that always?
What's that song? There's not enough violence in our sex, or sex in our violence, or however that shit goes.
Son, let me tell you a story about a man with a needle dick.
See, Jeremy Kimball beat Artemis Young.
Yes.
Artemis Young beat Elvis Mutapsic.
Yes.
And then beat Bubba Bush. But then turned around and lost to Noel Lejeune.
That Arnitas Young fight versus Bush actually never happened. That's a misprint.
And then he had a 4-second KO. 4 motherfucking second KO, bro. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from with Artemis, but if he doesn't put his hands on Matt Riddle, he won't win the fight. If he lets Matt Riddle wrestle him, he'll get put to sleep in a standing arm triangle. What I like to refer to as the Matt Riddle Saturday Night Special.
Yeah, Arnitas has got a decent ground game. I think that my concern is if he pushes it into the later rounds. I've seen his cardio have issues in the later round. So,
yeah, but so is Matt Riddle.
Yeah, I think it's a good fight for his first fight there.
Do you think that his old lady gives him the Dave Corshane treatment and punches him in the balls to help him with training?
Who are you talking about, Matt Riddle?
Yeah.
The other guy. Well, what about
Matt Riddle,
this, bro? You've seen That's My Boy, right? With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I wonder if Matt Riddle does it to himself, talking about, slaps himself in the fucking nuts, talking about how, you're fucking motherfucking, oh, boy!
That's how he figured out that weed would help him in his fights, was that he would take a couple bong hits and then do that trick to himself, and he figured out that when he was on marijuana, it wasn't as painful.
Dude, that makes
or
it sound like a real
or he could just fuck the fucker up and smack his own self in his nuts so he could move for it.
Man, that could be extreme. Like, I mean, would you kick yourself in the balls with steel-toe boots?
How do you kick yourself in the balls? You can't do that.
Bullshit.
With the toe of your boot.
There's a video of guys doing it all the time.
With the toe?
Yep.
You just have to go get a mannequin's leg, and then you sit there and you swing the leg at you, and the leg kicks while you're swinging, and it hits you in the balls.
Well, that's not you kicking yourself.
You created the motion.
It's like you hitting yourself with a stick.
Would you rather get kicked in the balls by Jose Aldo or take a golf club to the nuts?
Okay. So who's swinging the golf club?
Tiger Woods.
Skippy.
Oh, Skippy, then I'll take the golf club.
Oh, dude, you gotta understand.
He's gonna miss my nut. He's gonna miss my nut. He'd be lucky if he even gets my leg.
Jeff, this is no bullshit. And fans out there, this is no bullshit. I live like 3 miles from the Missing Link golf course. It's a par 3 9 hole. After 5 o'clock, it's $10. You get a 6-pack of beer because they usually have only about that left. He'll just give it to you, and you have this limited play. I will go out there with a 5-iron and a putter, and I will fucking play for 6 hours until I'm so trashed that I can't keep playing. So, yeah, you don't want to take my swing, bro. I'll take any one of you guys any day. You guys want to play some golf? I'll shit you up with Tiger Woods.
You're on crack. There's no way in hell you'll beat me at golf. You got a better chance of beating me at the cage than beating me at golf. There's no fucking way.
You know, I won a year's free large bucket and 18 holes every day for a year down there.
That's wonderful. I'm sure it was probably a blind draw. You didn't get it for doing anything.
No, it's a blind draw, but still.
By a coupon?
That's how dedicated I am.
You're full of shit. I'm coming
there now.
I used
to lie to my boss and say I was at business meetings and be hanging out with the produce vendor playing golf. That's how much I love it, dude.
I had to golf 4 days a week for work. It was my job. Let's go golf and skip.
You got it, bro. Now all I ask is who's bringing.
Really?
All
right, I'm gonna go too. I'm gonna go, and I'm not even gonna play that day. I'm just gonna referee.
Golf doesn't have referee.
This golf.
It will that day. Jason, how's your golf game?
I play some mean shit talking golf.
See, he's from Florida. He probably hustle us all.
I can't play golf. That's not my sport.
Well, I guess you're 6'9". It's got a shitty for like a golf club, like a toothpick in your hand.
Yeah. Well,
you're 6'9"?
No, I'm 6'5".
Oh, well, that ain't nothing. You can play golf. Michael Jordan plays golf. He's 6'5".
Everybody seems 6'9" to Skippy.
Yeah, because I'm 5'3". One day I hope to grow up and be 5'5".
Would you guys let your daughter marry a golfer?
I'm going to require it.
You're going to require it?
Yeah, what else are we going to have in common?
Let's just say she's dating a fighter and she's dating a golfer at the same time. She's playing the field. You know, she's making you proud of her.
No, that wouldn't make me proud of her. One of them is going to die. I'd kill one of them, so that wouldn't even happen. One at a time or one of them dies. She knows the deal.
And I could
so would you want her to stay with the golfer or with the fighter?
The golfer? Are you kidding me? It's not even
hey,
close.
I can attest. She's a nice young lady who does not do marijuana.
You saved her ass. Skippy gave her a drug test.
Did she come in wearing like a peace banner and tie-dye shit? It was like, what's up, Skippy? Oh, I guess she's not hot.
When did you meet her?
She came to the door. She came home late and I said, "Are you smoking weed?" And she said, "No." I said, "Come here, Skippy. Look at her. Look at her. You're my expert. Was she smoking weed?" And
she
said,
she was so trash with hockey. I thought maybe she was on ecstasy.
Well, that's not weed, so she wouldn't have been lying. Maybe she didn't lie.
The hockey. She was so wasted. She couldn't even stand up straight. She had to lean over into the camera.
Well, yeah. What is she, 21, 22?
18, smartass. You already know that. You already asked David her.
No, I was just saying that, at least with me as a son-in-law, you know what you're getting.
I'll know what I'm getting. Trust me. He knows what he's doing. He might as well look at up and train me. Hi, I'm her dad, and I'm your neighbor for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm her dad. I used to be a power lifter, cage fighter, and now I sponsor cage fighters.
No, I'm just a gun cleaner.
So See, the gun thing never really worried me with, like, I
the
had,
mouth
like,
guards
you know,
would scare me. You come in, you see Jeff Carpenter out of mouth guard. Hey, how you doing?
If I walked in and you had in a mouth guard, I would be worried.
Yeah. Wear them most of the time here.
Hey, what's your dad doing? You're like, oh, he's carving out mouth guards. Why is he doing that? Dude, you know that guy, Carl Amasu, the world championship belt? That's my dad's buddy. He makes custom mouth guards for him. That kid will never come back.
Don't lie.
They usually know before they get here.
Hey, you
dude,
really
want to
fucking make
sure? I want
to
go back to Subway now and get the meatball pepperoni melt. I got the spicy Italian earlier.
You want to hear something funny? Is when he came over the other night, this new boy, first time, came over the other night to meet me, and she told me his name was Julio, and he walked in, and I said, she said, hi, this is Julio. I said, I thought you said his name was Jose. And then I said, did you bring your lawnmower?
What's up? Dude, she's probably
does
like,
he,
dad, you're so, the worst.
Does he play soccer or something?
He does play soccer. Yeah, he plays soccer.
At a college or just like in the indoor
senior
league?
Senior in high school like her. But he won't be back.
Hold on. I thought you said she's 18.
She is.
Why is she only a junior?
No, she graduates in 2 months.
Oh, so she's a senior?
She's a senior. That's what I meant by she's a senior like him.
Oh. So is he going to go to play soccer in college, or is he just on the path to nowhere?
Yeah, but it don't matter. He's not going nowhere here, so, yeah. He can move on. He didn't pass the test. He's out.
That's some funny shit.
What test? What was the test?
He got to clean up his Facebook before he comes over.
He's got to clean up his... Oh, you stalked him?
I'm stalking. It's research.
You
what
buy
a car
name?
Jason?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, we may have the first male... that situation that the news that dropped today?
Yeah.
And Lepaki asked that question and wonder if there's ever going to be the opposite.
Yeah.
We may have a first. I was just... Because... a fighter read the press release that went out tonight, and he responded. And he goes, "If this shit's gonna go down, I'm gonna put on a sports bra and tuck my dick in and start smashing girls."
Yeah, I love that.
Joe Rogan.
Saw that from Joey Ray.
Hey,
that's
so
great.
Jeff, what was this guy's name? What's this kid's name?
Julio.
Julio. Julio.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Joe Ray said it.
Julio. I'll have to look at my history. What was Julio's last name?
You talking about Julio Gallegos?
No, he's talking about the guy trying to date his daughter now. Me and you were talking about fights, and they're talking about dating.
Oh, this is a fight.
This is going to be the fight of 2013.
You can find him because he's Julio with a fucking H.
With an H?
I don't know.
It can't be many of those come up if you start to type Julio on Facebook with an H.
Julio Bros?
Dude.
Julio Jones?
Lucky. You guys can figure this shit out later, man. I'm gonna wrap it up. So give some shout outs.
Hey, hold on, man. I gotta give my shout outs, man. I gotta give my shout outs.
I gotta give
my shout outs, man. Don't try to pressure me. You know, I don't deal well with pressure, man. Fuck, man. Okay, everybody take a hit. Calm down. All right, I'm ready to go. I just want to thank my people. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Get clean.
Damn, you're good. That's quick.
See, the only problem is that it told me I was muted. You made a fatal mistake there. I knew to not
waste
my time
talking. It matters.
So
funny to us.
No, funny to you, cocksucker. You remember Carl's uncle, Brushy Bill?
Will Miner.
Will Miner, yeah, Brushy Bill, Brushy Will Miner.
Put your hands up, cocksucker.
Yeah, I can't wait till I see your kids in the studio again next time. I'm going to tell Brody to hit you with a right cross. Every time Skippy's kids come in the studio, he, like, worries about me telling them to punch him in the face.
He's like, my son's like, LeBlanc, he said it, boom. And I don't need another black eye.
They listen like that?
You try explaining to your coworkers that your 10-year-old son's beating you up, it's not a cool story to tell.
Well, I think it's pretty cool.
And so now Skippy just leads with, don't let Lopaki get you in trouble now, Brody. You don't want to listen to what he tells you to do.
Because
here
Brody,
10 minutes.
That up. He's got to follow up with a combo so that dad can't do shit. Sit there and cry.
Yeah, I think if he goes with like a 1-2, like a nice straight jab to the liver and then follows it up with a right hook to the jaw.
And everything with a kick. Kick. 9 to the sack.
Yeah. Yeah, right to the sack. And then he can go straight for a single leg to the high crotch.
Oh.
I'm trying to give a shout out to my sponsors right now, man.
Go for it, brother.
Why do you keep interrupting me? My sponsors are not appreciative of this right now.
I think one of them
Send you the bill.
It was me that interrupted you, not Skippy.
No, that was all Skippy, bro. It's just easier for me to blame Skippy. You know, I mean, Vision Smoke Shop, man, they take good care of everybody here.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? That was an accident.
Was that like, were you trying to play Taps just now?
Yes, you caught me.
You fucking cocksucker. You know, I'm just going to say, if you live in Central Oregon, make sure you make it into Clock Tower Pub. Ask for some fucking Russian dressing. And then... And then when you get it, send it back and say there's just something not right with it. That's where the free Madam shirt and your picture on the wall. I will make sure that my fake baby's mama puts your picture up on the wall at the Clock Tower Pub if you go in and ask for Russian dressing and then send it back and say there's just something a little off about it.
Baby's not real.
Get your pit bull clenched. Like Jason Ellis is going to get his pit bull clinched at getclinched.com. Great sponsor of mine. And I'm done now with my sponsors, Skippy.
Okay, Jason, who do you want to give a big shout out to tonight? Hey, I'm going to take care of you next, brother. Jason, you want to give me shout outs?
Yeah, like to thank Clinch Custom Mouth Guards for hooking up Lucky to be the first official mouth guard for a pit bull. And also taking care of him with, my other clients. He's done mouth guard for Byron Bird. He's about to do something with her team with his upcoming Battle Legacy and, Amanda Bell previously. I also like to thank, Throw Punch IND for the support they do towards our clients, Peggy Morgan, Davis and Rivero, Problem All for their support that they give. American Knockout Wear for things that they do, and the list goes on. People that support RSM and myself, definitely like to, thank them for the support because without them it wouldn't be possible. Also want to shout out Pat Wilson. I am a man of my word and made a complete ass of myself tonight and fulfilled the obligation of our deal. So you can't take nothing away from me, brother. And,
he laughed his ass off.
What's that?
He was laughing his ass off.
And also, I'd like to thank for always being there for me, the MMA Madhouse crew, Lopaki, Skippy, always a pleasure. Although I've learned that from some of the links that you two were sending me tonight, I truly believe that you two are Thunder Buddies for life.
There's something,
we have,
buddies.
Hey, Jason, we have... bunk
being
beds.
In Oregon with all the rain, it only makes sense.
We have bunk beds so that we have more room for activities.
Yeah. Do you guys sing the Thunder Buddy song together?
The next time you're on, if you play your cards right, we'll have something special for you.
And we should play some Boats and Hoes for him.
Do you even know what the Thunder Buddy song is?
Isn't that that one from the what's that, Brother or Step Brother or whatever?
No,
you're the big singer. Sing it first, Jason. You're the singer in the group.
I actually know the words to the song because I think it's funny as hell.
Let's hear it. Come on. You're warmed up.
Yeah, dude.
Why not? I'm just making a complete ass of myself tonight, so I might as well go all out, right?
Yeah, don't stop now.
Welcome to the Rogue Show.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. Fuck you, thunder, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing thunder, but just God fuck.
I can't really hear him. Good. We should have done that.
Oh, shit, dude. I will have to edit that and make that my ringtone.
You don't remember the Eddie Wahlberg and his bear and Ted? That shit's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
You know what,
shit.
At the end of the day, at least now people can just think that I'm always serious and never relax or anything. I've made a complete utter ass of myself tonight. And if they listen to it, they'll know that I do have a side that I can embarrass myself in good humor.
Well, I like you better, so I'm came on and just made an idiot of myself.
What's that now, Jeff?
I like you better now, so I'm glad you came on and did it. This is the longest you've ever been on, and I could ever talk to you without you asking me for something. This has been great. Don't hang up the phone.
Hey, Jeff, be careful what you wish for. Because I might turn around and call you once the show ends and say, Jeff, I need this, I need that, and blah, blah, blah.
You know how good I am at answering.
There you go. Hey, let's do a...
Did he die?
Yeah.
Let's
sit.
We just lost Skippy.
Damn.
I always knew he was going to die on the radio.
Skippy,
not
this
here.
Is... Skippy, it's
what?
Your turn, buddy.
Okay, can I go now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skippy.
Big shout out to
Skippy.
Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. What?
It's your turn.
Okay, shut up. Look at you shit your pants right now, bro. What the fuck are you doing? I
don't
swear to God,
Clinch.
It looks... He is squeezing one out while he's sitting here. That is nasty, bro.
How
okay,
do you see this on
the table?
Is there like a mist or what?
Dude, I can just tell.
I gave him the eyebrow lift, dude, when I had to fart that time.
Oh.
I told you.
I gave him the people's eyebrow. You know, I hit him with the people's eyebrow right there. The international sign for I just crop dusted your ass, white boy.
Hey, for everybody out there,
stupid
like
fucking
to make...
white cracker.
Dude, listen. Let me finish this shit. Okay, everybody out there, Jeff, thank you tonight for joining us. Like always, from Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, everybody get clinch.com. Find Clinch Guards on Twitter, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards on Facebook. Google that shit. It's everywhere. Big shout out to our sponsors, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, MMA Madhouse, Clock Tower Pub, Vision Smoke Shop, and Glass Distribution and Brawl Base. All great sponsors. Folks, get out there, check them out, support them. Yeah, now talk your shit.
And for our sponsor that doesn't know they're a sponsor yet, but they're about to be a sponsor, thank you, On It. Go get your asses Alpha Brain.